When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Brian Robinson will join us coming up in just about 35 minutes. That's at 9 a.m., so you don't want to miss that. The Commanders running back joins us every Tuesday during the NFL season.
Do you think he's done his homework? It's 2 weeks of the assignment that Jason
gave
him. I'm going to
say no. He's got other things on his mind.
I'm going to guess that he's probably slept on it. You know what? I'm not even going to press him on it.
Yeah. No, he shouldn't be pressed on it. I think at some point we just need to pick one.
Let's not even mention it. If he comes on and says, hey, I got one, that's fine. But let's not even mention it.
There's zero chance he does that. Probably. Zero chance he leads with, hey, I picked my song.
I don't want to ask him each week. I mean, it's getting ponderous.
I'm going to guess he hasn't.
Yeah.
So the Commanders have a game in 2 days. It's a game day on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Are you recalibrating your expectations for this team? Are you getting upset when the Commanders lose? Because they've got the playoffs to play for at this point. They're wildly surpassing everybody's expectations. Jaden's been better than expected. Better than you could have hoped for as a rookie. So as a Commanders fan, are you like living and dying with this team now more because they're actually in playoff contention at 7-3 with a massive NFC East game looming in just 2 days? 800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
I would say I'm more emotionally invested in this team than I have been in years.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to balance reasonable expectations.
Right.
So I'm not devastated like when they lost on Sunday, mm-hmm. but I am like annoyed and kind of frustrated.
Right.
You know, and I'm cheering and I'm like every once in a while, mm-hmm. I like smack the ottoman or something. So, yeah, I'm more emotionally invested than ever.
Well, the players certainly are, too. And here's head coach Dan Quinn talking about their reaction to the loss to the Steelers this past weekend.
Yeah, I think, one, it is a hard turnaround, John. But this team is, they'll be itching to play. I can promise you that. You know, you have that taste where you're just mad, honestly. This team, I don't know if I've seen a team have as much fun together. So that connection, like they've captured the part, John, of like, you got to work really hard and you got to go absolutely, you know, go for it in the biggest way, but they can also like joy hard too. Yeah. I think they're responding. That's the important part. And so seeing that part begin already, last night, Sam, I thought that was a good sign to know that, they're mad. And, this game getting here this week, can't get here quick enough. So every once in a while, that short week's not such a bad thing. You know, we'll be on a plane here and by Wednesday and get to go battle again in a really tough, good environment against an excellent team. So that'll get your attention and response awful quick.
Yeah, it sounds like Sam Cosby gave a quote, I'm paraphrasing, where he's like, I hope the Eagles are ready because there's going to be a pissed off bunch ready to mm-hmm. take them on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. I guess he gave the team a pep talk after the loss to the Steelers, and he's not like the biggest like talker on the team, so I guess that meant something to a lot of the players for him to get up and speak, kind of speak from the heart. Mm-hmm. Dan Quinn has done something in that locker room as far as like building that culture, getting guys to super buy into what he's selling. It's pretty impressive the turnaround for a guy that we thought was like the second or third choice for some of the people that were making the decision as to who was going to be the next head coach of this team.
It's been a brilliant choice.
It's been a great hire.
But I would think that just talking about fans, I mean, you got to be so excited, so pumped up. When's the last time in week 11 mm-hmm. you had a huge game against a division rival that meant It's probably the number one game on the board.
Right.
Maybe that or the Bills or Chiefs. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's top two or three.
We've kind of lucked into some, like the year when Ron kind of like backed into the playoffs with like a losing record.
Yeah, but everyone knows that this team's much better.
I think a lot of
it has to do with the draft pick at quarterback and Daniels. So.
No, most of it. Most of the excitement is around here.
Yeah. So, and then you've got this great coaching staff. You know, Snyder's out. I mean, I would think Commanders fans got to be jacked. And pissed off? Yeah, pissed off they lost to the Steelers because you probably felt like you should have beat them.
See, Cakes premised this by saying playoff contention. And I think fans need to think beyond that at this point. Yes, if you go big picture, just improving was all you wanted to do this year and find your quarterback. That question's been asked and answered. They've got their quarterback.
Not according to Drab. He didn't know yet.
No, he says they have their quarterback. He just doesn't want to give him elite status.
He doesn't want to overpraise him.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, reasonable. He's only played 10 games.
All right.
You're putting him in the Hall of Fame already.
No, I never put him in the Hall. Eventually. Well,
you said greatest of the generation.
I think his generation, yeah. So I guess
the Commander's Ring of Honor. I mean, that's just...
Well, that's a given.
He's already in. They just give him his spot.
EB shares a football brain with Cakes. I share one with Mike Tomlin.
But I think that expectations for fans should be, you can contend with anybody. Like, I do think the Lions are the class of the NFC. I've been saying this for a couple weeks. But beyond that, who else in the NFC is that scary? Maybe the Eagles will prove to be that team.
Yeah, let's see what
happens. Like, if they smash Washington, and then you would look at what they've done, that would be 6 wins in a row for them.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe you would put the Eagles a cut above. But right now, I put the Commanders in the class with everybody else that's in playoff contention except for the Lions. Like, I think the Lions are the favorite. And so I think you got to start thinking, hey, this team could go on a run in the playoffs.
Maybe. I think that I would probably still give the nod to the Eagles, though, like slightly better than us, just because they have a little bit more talent. It's a little more pedigree there. But that's no slight against us. We're definitely playoff contenders, legit playoff contenders, and can win a game or two.
And you should be beyond the moral victory thing. Like it.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it wasn't a disastrous loss, but you shouldn't chalk it up as like a win losing to the Steelers.
No, it was too bad, but it didn't. But to me, it just proved, like, kind of like what Charles Davis said, it kind of elevated us. Like, in my mind, it was like, wow, we didn't even play that great, and we lost by 1. And if it weren't for a spot or a drop pass or two, I mean, we win that game. So yeah, I actually kind of, so I don't look at it as a moral victory, but it did, I was like, wow, we can hang.
Yeah, like, I think that game plus the Ravens game shows you you're a good team. How good?
Yeah.
Remains to be seen, but you're a good team. That has a very good quarterback.
And I will say, even though we get, what did we get, 28 points last week?
Mm-hmm.
I've been impressed that the defense has gotten a little bit better, man. They've improved. They're not the worst
especially
in the league, like I thought.
Especially getting after the quarterback.
Yeah.
And then adding Lattimore.
Fowler, what a revelation he's been.
Adding Lattimore is going to elevate you.
I agree. Help is on the way.
Hopefully Thursday night.
I doubt Thursday, but I think in 10 days or whenever that is. I think he'll be back.
Against the poopy teams?
Well, yeah. I just think that for the run. They want him for the run. Yeah. They don't want to risk aggravating anything.
Well, yeah, you just go, hey, say CeeDee Lamb over there?
Right.
That's you, Marshawn.
Mm-hmm. That's your guy.
Now, here's
that's
the question,
your assignment.
Though. Who's going to guard? Like, assuming Lattimore doesn't come back, who's going to guard A.J. Brown?
St. Just.
I guess St. Just. I
mean, he's Sandstrom.
Sandstrom. I don't know if he... Maybe
he's kind of tiny.
He's not as tiny as
Forbes. It's not that big of a mismatch, but
it's a
mismatch.
Don't they move those guys around?
Yeah, I think they shift them all over the offense.
Yeah. So, Sanders still's a better corner, in my opinion.
All right, let's go to the phones here. See what people think. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Don in Ashburn. Hey, Don, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Don. Hey, buddy.
I watch every week. I mean, even back when we were just god awful. And every Sunday now, I'm waking up, jacked up, can't wait to watch the team play, where before it was just waking up to watch football. And, you know, it gets under my skin when they lose because, you know, the competitive juices are back in there. And I feel like, you know, we're on the right path. I feel like we've got things moving in the right direction, but we're also playing with house money. But I think it's just amazing how quickly this has kind of turned around to where I'm like jacked up on Sunday to watch my team versus just a day of football. And that's a lot different than what it used to be with the Snyder era for so many years. And I think a lot of people probably feel the same way.
I kind of have watched the games, like, intense interest. I mean, I'm a diehard fan, but kind of dead inside for, like, the last 4 or 5 years. But now I'm like, I'm coming alive again.
Yeah.
Donnie, where are you watching where are you watching the Eagle game?
Somewhere, I don't know. I might go out somewhere in Ashburn, maybe go up to B-Wings or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, Ashburn.
Where are you going to be?
I don't know. Maybe Rubino's. maybe go over there and watch it. Or maybe Open Road.
Are you doing an unofficial appearance?
I might go to Open Road, too.
Are you announcing that right now?
Hold on. No.
You're going out for the Thursday night game?
Yeah, I'm on vacation starting to Thursday, bro.
Oh, I forgot about it.
He's got, like, the super Thanksgiving wraparound. Yeah.
So I can actually go
out. So we're going to see you in, like, December.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can actually go out somewhere and not worry about getting up at 4.
Interesting.
But most calculated guy.
I'm so calculated.
Well, I've said this many times. I should teach a planning vacation 101 course at college.
Vacation consultant.
I should.
Not even a college. You're thinking too small.
Yeah.
You go to companies.
Oh, right.
And you speak to the employees.
Save your days.
You could make like an Amazon pamphlet or something.
Save your days.
Sell it.
That's what I love doing. Save them to the holidays.
Pamphlet. Let's go to Dan in Woodbridge. I didn't realize that, actually. Dan, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
What's up?
Just wanted to say that, you know, watching this team this year and watching that game, you know, losing by one to Pittsburgh, I'm not taking a moral victory, but we got a banged up offensive line. Jaden missed a couple throws. Receivers dropping them all over the place. And here we are, ready to be 7-3 and play the Eagles, and I feel good about it. And it has been years since I felt good about going into a game against the Eagles, so just really excited to see them play.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
How exactly did you feel, though, as the game finished on Sunday?
Oh, I was dejected. I mean, we had that game, and I thought it was a first down. I thought they missed that call. I think they call that a first down 9 times out of 10 in the NFL, and for some reason they spotted it a yard short, and they had called it a first down on the field, it would have stood. So that hurt a lot, I felt.
Yeah, I think the fans would feel different if Pittsburgh had led the entire game and then Washington scored late to make it 28-27. But to have that lead and then have Pittsburgh take the lead on the Williams touchdown, I mean, that's where Commanders fans go. You know what? We should have won the game.
It was a gut punch way to lose the game.
Right.
I mean, the moon ball from – I mean, you're not surprised that Russ Wilson does that. It's kind of his signature move. But he just places it right in the perfect spot for Mike Williams.
It was frustrating.
Mike Williams made one play the whole game.
Correct.
And it was the one that broke the Commanders' back.
But they spotted it a yard behind because the old Codgers were like 10 yards behind.
Of course, that's
and they're way off the side, and they see him go down, and then they're running like the 5 or 6 yards, and they go, he's down there.
They were kind of right, though. It wasn't an obvious first down.
Don't we have drones?
No, but they were still like a yard off.
Those guys were, but once they looked at it upstairs.
They were still kind of right. It probably wasn't a first down. Who knows?
The upstairs people, maybe, but not the on-field people.
I'm just saying that the essence of what their deal was is that short of a first down, they were probably right.
How do we not have a few drones flying around the stadium with all the computers and analytics built in?
I don't know.
Spot the ball exactly where it should be. I don't understand why we're
just
not
do
embracing
whatever they
technology.
Do in tennis. They could get a ball going 130 miles an hour.
They got like the Cyclops that can see everything.
Problem is, you still have to judge when the knee goes down.
The drone can do it, or the
ball can
the robot
move.
Umpire can do it.
Like Ertz stuck his arm out.
You know what? Get one of Elon Musk's Tesla robots and have him go.
You know what?
They spot it exactly where it should be.
They should consult Elon. He'd figure it out.
You think he can't
figure it out in 20 minutes?
He could have a rocket come down from outer space and dock onto like a launching pad.
Unreal.
You think he couldn't figure out where to spot a football in 2024?
I'm telling you, I've watched that play. Take a look at the referee.
I've seen it 100 times.
Who's on the top side.
Of course I've seen
he's
it.
Way off.
He's at least 6 yards behind the play.
But once they went upstairs, it didn't matter where he marked it.
Yes, I understand that.
But he was way behind. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
He looked like he was about 68.
Are we giving away more Caps tickets?
We are not.
Oh, okay.
Because gave away our fill.
Okay.
Gave away our fill of them.
Okay, got it.
But people are welcome to call in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Now that you've recalibrated your expectations, does it pain you when the Commanders lose tight games
like they did
against the Steelers this past weekend? And don't forget, Brian Robinson will join us coming up at 9 o'clock.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.